a successful professional team going through a wonderful road trip and a great start to their season. It's the Marlies. They're 11-4, back from a road trip when they were 4-1. They want you to have young player improvement, but it doesn't hurt to also win games. And that's what they're doing in the American Hockey League right now. And we welcome their coach, Sheldon Keefe. Good morning, Sheldon.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good, Sheldon. Thanks for coming on with us.
Obviously, as I mentioned, you want to have improvement in your players. But, I mean, how much is it that you look at the standings, that you want your team to win when you know that you have been given the job to make sure that you funnel good young players to the National Hockey League team?
Well, I mean, I don't know how much time we spent at the actual standings necessarily, but we certainly want to be a competitive team. I think when your goal is to develop players, you can't do that. At least I don't believe you can do that best in an environment that is not healthy and competitive and successful. So, you know, all those things go hand in hand, and we've been able to do that well here in the early going, and that's been good to see. And we think we've made good progress with some of our young guys at the same time. So, you know, all's good on that side of it, but a lot of season left here.
Always in the A, Sheldon, there's guys, there's vets you need buy-ins from, and you guys have a particularly young team. But for guys who've had that NHL taste, and I should note, made that NHL money, is that something that, you know, especially early in the season, you just need to know they're there and there's commitment? It looks like you have that from the Colin Greenings, right? And Ben Smith's been great this year. Richard Kloon, even in the games he's played. You have to have that from I don't want to call them former NHLers because they're always hoping that there's an opportunity back, right?
Yeah, that's really important, and I think we've got a real nice balance of that here. As you said, we do have a number of young players here that are still, you know, working to get to their potential and develop, and then you've got guys who, while still working at their game and looking to develop themselves and continue to get better, you know, you've got guys that have already kind of been through that cycle of you know, playing the American League and going up to the NHL and are now finding themselves back down here. You know, you mentioned Kloon and Greening, Ben Smith is another one, Martin Marincin. You know, we've got players like that that have come in and have had great attitudes while they've been here. They've worked extremely hard. They've been important pieces of helping our team be successful in winning games, and they set a good example for the young guys every day with how they prepare and how they work. So that's really important to have, you know, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, you want to have a healthy and competitive environment for your young players to develop it, and those guys really set the stage every day for that.
Marlies head coach Sheldon Keefe, kind enough to join us. Syracuse in town. They'll play the Crunch on Saturday afternoon at the Rico at 4 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Belleville comes in for two the following weekend. That could be an interesting rivalry game with the Sens franchise there. Let me ask you about Nikita Soshnikov. There's a lot of complexities about his contract. This is actually the date that there needs to be a decision made on him if there is an opportunity for him to go back to the KHL. It's got a lot of layers. What have you and Kyle Dubas, have you and other members of Leafs management talked this out? You're hopeful you don't lose the player. He played a lot of key minutes for the big club last year on the fourth line, especially after they got Brian Boyle.
Yeah, it's not something that's really come across my desk. You know, those decisions are out of my responsibility. So I just focus on the player. You know, we recognize with Sosh coming down here, you know, not only is he got to play time in the NHL and was an important piece last year for the Leafs, but he also came off of long injuries and needs to get back playing and, you know, get his confidence back and those kind of things. So that's what we've been focusing on with him. And he's coming off what I thought was his best weekend that he played for us. Really was very confident with the puck, very, very competitive, played extremely hard. So my focus has been just working with him every day, and that's been what we've been wanting to do is put him in positions to succeed and get him feeling good. So if or when a call may come, that he's ready to go. So that's been the focus for us. Anything else that may happen is out of our control.
You don't have success without goaltending in hockey. The team acquires Calvin Pickard. Now you have Garrett Sparks and Calvin Pickard, and their numbers are off the charts, especially Sparks. How do you deal with goaltenders that are 23 and 25? They both want to reach the National Hockey League again, and they're both playing so well. I mean, the time that they get an opportunity to play must be a very difficult thing for a head coach, getting both of them the kind of playing time that they probably deserve.
Yeah, it's been a real nice. We've had obviously a great goaltending tandem, and that's been really the backbone for our team here through the first 15 games. And you know, as you mentioned, Sparks is off to an excellent start here, and as at the top of the league in all the statistical categories. So he's been really good. And Peck has obviously come down from playing in the NHL over the last couple of years and starting with Vegas and then landing here. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind for him, but he's found a nice groove. And, the American League schedule being what it is, you almost always are playing back-to-back games and things like that. So it makes it easier to share the net and use multiple goaltenders, because of the schedule of the travel being just what it is. So that works itself out. But Sparksy at this point has gotten a little bit more of the starts, and just deservedly so. He's played extremely well with it. But credit to Peck, he's come in and worked extremely hard every day, and he just wanted to take care of his own game and be ready for when his starts come and play well, and that's been the case here. So. Both guys have formed a good bond and relationship here in the early going. They feed off each other. They communicate extremely well. That's rare to find, especially with two guys that are really hungry and really want to have the net every day. But it's worked out well here so far, and it's got the best out of both guys.
I know out of the lineup, at least recently, Timothy Liljegren, you've seen him for 9 games. Tell us something in those 9 games, Sheldon, that you've really liked seeing from a young player and something that he needs to improve on, but that he will. You know it comes with experience and obviously playing against men as opposed to juniors.
Yeah, he's a guy that has had some experience playing against men, over in the Swedish Elite League. So while he's young, he does have that advantage, and I think that's what we've seen from him is just his willingness to be competitive, whether it's even in our practices with some of the older players that we have, and just seeing him work one on one and defending and in competitive situations. He's handled that very well. Doesn't back down, isn't timid or afraid by any means. So that's been really positive, and that transfers over into game situations. So we've been really happy with that. He's very, very gifted with the puck, makes a lot of plays, has a lot of confidence with the puck, despite his young age. I think he's still adjusting to the smaller ice and navigating the ice and trying to find the space that is maybe more readily available overseas with the larger ice surface. But the early signs have been that he's extremely confident and very gifted with the puck and really, really good on the power play. Now he's battling some injuries here of late. Nothing that we believe is too serious, more day-to-day nature, but kept him out of action here the last little while. But certainly we've been happy with his progress and he seems to fit in very well with the group and is working hard every day, and that's really all we can ask for from a young guy.
Sheldon Keefe, our guest, Marley's head coach. 11-4 is the Marley's record. They've got Syracuse 4 o'clock Saturday, 4 o'clock Sunday, both at Ricoh Coliseum. So you're an ex-teammate of a guy that goes into the Hockey Hall last night. You come up, start playing your NHL career with Tampa Bay, and they go and acquire Dave Andrychuk, who's kind of the grandpa in the room, right? You got Vinny LeCavalier coming into his prime, Richard St. Louis. It's pretty star-studded. Tell me about playing with a guy 17 years older who you would have watched like in early elementary school years be a great Maple Leaf and a great player with other teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I went into Tampa Bay at a time when the team was really lacking those type of leaders and that type of experience. Yeah, I don't think it's any coincidence that the team turned the corner at a time when the likes of Andrychuk arrived. And his leadership and the experience that he brought, and not just experience, but, even at a time when, he was I can't remember exactly his age, but certainly close to, if not 40, was a very productive player and a very good penalty killer, just a really, really smart player, and had an incredible stick and knack around the net. So it was, for a young guy, it was pretty impressive to watch, and I certainly did watch him, you know, a lot with the Leafs growing up, you know, here in Brampton. But being on the ice every day and seeing that was extremely impressive. And as I said, it was no coincidence that the organization took a big turn when he arrived, and you know, him being such a big part of that Stanley Cup that they brought to Tampa and really kind of changed that franchise's course forever. It's been really, really, really fun to watch that from a distance. And to see the honor yesterday is, you know, thinks of, makes you think back to some of those experiences sitting in the room, and those kind of things that stay with you.